morning, good afternoon, and good night. And welcome to T-Pain's Nappy Boy Radio Podcast. The most fun you'll ever listen to while you're folding your clothes. Now let's get this straight. This is not your average podcast. T-Pain's Nappy Boy Radio is super fun, super crazy. It's pretty much an in-your-face conversation. That's the good thing about us. We don't do interviews. We do conversations. All of my guests, all of my co-hosts, we chill. We drink, we play games, we have the song of the week, we have the creative curse word of the week, as long as you're having fun as our guest. Speaking of guests, each week I'm going to go through my whole contact list and dive headfirst into the world of music, gaming, exotic cars, tech, strippers probably, doctors probably strippers that are only stripping so they can pay for tuition to become a doctor. You never know. My wife is a certified bartender. She'll make you a drink while you're here. We'll get you drunk and make you play VR after. It's a lot going on, but that's what it's all about over here at T-Pain's Nappy Boy Radio Podcast. See you soon, baby!
All right, I pay off my thoughts about Singing in the Rain, the Love Boat Connect. Yeah, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about risk. You know, people are sort of, I don't know. It's a time for courage, everybody. Got a caller who has a high antibody response like I do, and the question is, should he still get the vaccine, or are we subjecting people to unnecessary medical interventions?
First, I'll tell you about Humble CBD, based out of Southern California. Humble makes insanely great hemp-derived CBD products for any occasion. Humble is committed to helping you stay grounded no matter what life brings. Their line of CBD products is geared to help you focus, relax, and recover more. And who doesn't need that these days, Drew? My goodness. Mm-hmm. Only for my listeners, our listeners. Mm-hmm. Humble is offering 25% off your first order. That's all of what you order. That's your first order. That is 25% off. Just use the promo code HUMBLE to save your entire order. Sorry, to save on your entire order site-wide. Head to HumbleCBD.com. Choose any product that meets your needs and save 25% when you use the promo code HUMBLE. Stay grounded with Humble CBD.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get it on. No choice but to get it on. Yeah, Dr. Drew, board-certified addiction medicine specialist, the Special Olympics. He's addiction medicine Special Olympics.
I like that. I like that.
What's going on, Drew?
Has a higher status these days than a board certification. So I promised from the last show that I would finish my thought about this crazy experience I had watching just mindless old movies, but feeling really emotional as I did. I also watched it happen one night with Claudette Colbert and Clark Gable. I couldn't stop. I was like, I was transported in some weird way to the time of these people that were in these, that were watching these films, that were performing in them. I don't know. I was having a very emotional experience, but I realized this is what I mentioned at the end of the last show that I will pay out now, that the reason I even started thinking about this was the last episode of The Love Boat, which, did you watch it? This was this extraordinary show about models on the Love Boat.
Oh, yeah. Halston.
And literally I was watching it, and he was dead of AIDS by
1990. Looked it up.
And it, literally my wife and I were watching the episode, and my son walked in and just goes, why do you watch this? Why are you here? Why is this on the screen? It was extraordinary. And by the way, it was a lot of Christina Ferrari in this particular second episode. And I did a couple TV shows with Christina.
I know you did.
And I know her very, very well. And it was really uncomfortable watching her on, which I wondered at the time if it was equally uncomfortable in 1981 to see your friends doing those shows then, if they seemed as like, you got to be kidding me. But all right. But one of the things that got under my skin from this episode was the older couple, the guy from MASH. What's his name? Frank. I guess his name is Frank on MASH, right? His name is
Oh, his name now. McLean Stevenson.
McLean Stevenson was the husband, and Ann Baxter was the wife. They owned the modeling agency, and they were having a fight because of whatever, some nonsensical storyline. But I went down the rabbit hole with Ann Baxter. Turned out Ann Baxter was the actress that played Nefertiti in The Ten Commandments,
mm-hmm.
across from Charlton Heston.
Mm-hmm.
And I was reading her stuff. She died at age – first of all, on the Love Boat, she looked 74 to me.
Mm-hmm.
And she was about 56, maybe
mm-hmm.
58,
mm-hmm.
Which already caught my attention, was sort of hard for me to process, number one.
Mm-hmm.
And then number two, I was reading about some of the things she was saying about having been acting in The Ten Commandments.
Mm-hmm.
And Cecil B. DeMille, who was a famous – director from the teens in Hollywood,
mm-hmm.
this was his big opus. You know, this mm-hmm. was his big thing. We're going to recreate the Bible, the Old Testament, for film. And she said something very interesting. She said, I tried out for him and he made me, you know, read these lines in a certain way that were just absolutely silly. And she said, you know, he directed all film as though it was a silent film where people happened to be talking.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, wow, that's interesting that film that is still put up as exemplary of great Hollywood productions is still actually just connected to silent film.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I started thinking about the history of the people that were involved in this technology and what they were experiencing,
mm-hmm.
and how short a time it really was.
Mm-hmm.
And it really was like 30, 40 years max. That was this golden era where people enjoyed this new technology and it had such a profound impact on the world.
Mm.
And it was, as we discussed last episode, it was exporting a sort of a celebration of American life.
Not
good, for good or worse, for good or bad. You can say it was bad. I have no problem with that, but it just was.
Here's an interesting thought. Going to break the world up into two groups.
All right.
There's the hot dog eaters.
Yes, there are.
And then there's the people who want to know what's in the hot dog. And the people who want to know what's in the hot dog are fucking miserable. And eaters are joyous.
Don't they turn into the people that judge hot dog eaters?
Well, it's at
same
some
group.
Point,
same group.
They have to keep the misery train growing. But as you were talking, I started thinking there was a innocence in a – this person's a big star. We don't know what their personal life is like.
Right.
We don't know what their addictions are. We don't know what their sexual proclivities are. Right. They're the star, you know,
yeah.
And that's the way we liked it.
He
pulled up in a Duesenberg, and he had a beautiful coat on, you know, and that was enough.
Animal fur, oftentimes.
Yeah, raccoon coat. Yeah. And now we have to dig into everything's everyone, which is how is that hot dog? What's in that hot dog? You know what I mean?
I absolutely do.
It's not – a metaphor.
Yeah.
It's like I started – there was a thing in the 70s and my mom started getting into it. Like, do you know what's in that? Do you know – like, meaning here's what I'm saying. You thought you were going to enjoy that breakfast cereal? You will not. And here's why not. Because I'm going to tell you what's in it.
Yeah.
And it's going to fuck your shit up.
Yeah.
So – and now good luck enjoying.
Yeah.
So think about that now. It's like – can we enjoy the 4th of July? No, we cannot. Have you taken a look at the history of this country? Is what's different about that?
Yeah.
It's like, I'm going to fuck your shit up.
Yeah.
No one shall enjoy things. It's probably an interesting – it's really just people who are sort of joyless going, you must be joyless as well. How can you enjoy yourself when I'm joyless?
All roads lead to narcissism
and
projection. Projection. That's it. So – but I was – it's funny. I was having that thought too, and I was thinking to myself, you know, probably – tell me if this is true. Probably Natalie Wood was the last star that was protected that way.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to scrape her off the floor too a bit, you know, towards the end there. But she kind of maintained it at least through her lifespan.
We had to scrape her off the ocean.
Yeah, I suppose that's true. Hey, by the way.
The floor.
By the way, I fucking Yamaguchi, our county coroner here in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
He fucked up so many autopsies on so many stars. And they were all drug addicts.
Well, no, his name is Noguchi.
Noguchi, yeah, sorry.
Come on, Dr.
What did I say? Did I say Namaguchi?
Yeah, he turned him into a freestyle ice skater. Corner slash ice skater, Olympic caliber ice skater.
But he fucked her autopsy up, too. I saw the list of medicines that she was on. Holy shit.
Really?
Oh, high-dose barbiturates, Dalmane, long-acting hypnotic. I forget all of them now. I looked at them. I'm like, no wonder she couldn't swim.
Right.
I mean, she could walk over to the side of the boat.
Right.
And that goes down as, hey, we don't know what happened here. Can't imagine. Right. Yeah, the doctor prescribed the two-in-all, the Dalmane, the second-all. What are you going to do? That's what she needed.
Right.
It's disturbing. Disturbing what was – and again, it's that same shit that happened to Michael Jackson, which is some doctor was so excited to take care of Natalie Wood. If she needed to sleep, I had to make her sleep. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do? She needed more Dalmine, no Placidil. What are you going to do?
Yeah. Those sound like opera singers to me. Are they – is that stuff still around or it's around in different forms?
The medicine?
Yeah.
Oh, it's the opiates now. Opiates-benzo combo. That's what that is. Look at Prince. That's what happened to Prince.
Mm.
I mean, the same shit going on to this day. It happened to Michael Jackson. And they all find some doctor that gets narcissistically enhanced by taking care of a special person and wants to make that special person happy and gives them whatever they want and strings them out, gets them addicted to stuff. Ugh. Ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. All right. So what else do you want to talk about?
I want
to take calls.
Yeah. I do.
All right. Let's see. Glenn's got a question on Long Island. Glenn?
Hey, guys.
Hi, Guy.
Thanks for taking my call. I spoke to you guys a couple of weeks ago, probably like 2 months ago at this point, about COVID-19 antibodies.
Oh, yeah.
And I had mentioned that I had severe COVID and had a really high antibody count.
Yep.
And then about 10 months later, which is when I spoke to you guys, or I guess that was about a year later after I was cleared of COVID, still had the antibodies, got another test. So now we're at about 14, 15 months, and I still have the really, really high antibody count.
Yeah, but
still got to get that back.
Get the vaccine if you want to move about. Get the vaccine. You got to get it. So here's what my thinking on that has evolved even more since we last talked, which is I am profoundly concerned that we are engaging in unnecessary medical procedures, which is considered one of the most serious ethical violations a doctor can engage in. It's essentially the same thing as like operating on somebody when they don't need an operation. It's not different to give somebody an intervention medically, vaccine, medication, that they don't need. That's an unnecessary medical intervention.
Let me ask a lay question here because I've always said I know everything because I know nothing. So the whole came from a bat versus came from a virus center up the street that studies the same kind of viruses. Mm-hmm. My lack of knowledge on viruses added a lot of clarity into my decision making as to where the virus possibly came from.
Well done.
Well, you could say a churro came from nature, but if there's a churro factory up the street, I'm going to put my money on the churro factory.
Thank you.
That's me exposed to naturally occurring churro.
Agreed.
Now, here's my question with the Faucis and the rest of the establishment and head of the CDC, Rochelle Walensky, and stuff like that. If these viruses, once you're stricken with these viruses, your body creates antibodies to fight them off, shouldn't that be our default setting? Shouldn't that be the base we jump off on?
In other words, shouldn't that be our expectation?
Our expectation, yes. This is what's happened.
It shouldn't have been the opposite.
It's a novel coronavirus, but in other situations with other viruses, this is how the body reacts.
Yes.
So then our default setting is vax up anyway. Why from the community, the experts?
Mm-hmm.
Don't the experts know more than anyone that this is or at least our jumping off point should have been? You're probably done.
Yes.
Well, why the other way then? Why do the experts seem to be going against what an expert would know?
there was a study. This is not to shit on your point, but it's why they sort of backed off that, which was there was a study that showed only 30% of people have what Glenn and I have, which is sustained antibody response. The
right. There was a study that said hydroxychloroquine was dangerous.
I understand.
There was a study for everything.
They correct. You're right. And but not only – the problem with that study is not that it showed the antibody taper. It didn't evaluate cellular immunity, which is the B cell memory function and T cell function in terms of how our
right,
body
but
would
shouldn't, act. Shouldn't an immunologist went – where's the rest of the study?
Yes.
But they didn't do that.
No, they went with an abundance of caution, abundance right. of caution, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So here we are.
Right. I have zero tolerance for an abundance of caution.
But here's an interesting thing. Okay, okay.
It's my new thing, Drew.
Okay, but hold on.
You ready? You didn't hear me.
I heard it. I saw you tweeted it, too.
Yes.
So, but here's the thing. You and I have talked about the trolley experiment before, mm-hmm. right? So let me – a way of evaluating ethics is through this experiment, a thought experiment called the trolley experiment.
Mm-hmm.
It's essentially this. You've got a trolley running down the tracks. 10 people are in it. You can pull a switch. That trolley is going to go off a cliff. You can pull a switch to make that trolley go off to another direction, but it's going to kill 2 people to save 10.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to pull that switch?
Yeah, you always have to do that.
Okay. Now there's another version of the trolley experiment where they go, okay, you're standing on a bridge. There's a guy standing next to you with a big backpack. You got to push him off the bridge to save those 10 people in the trolley. Do you push him off the bridge?
Yeah.
You say yes.
Well, that's how basically every movie works, I mean, in a weird way.
So I'm concerned that the public health world has adopted your position, which is that they can't handle it. They don't know what's good for them. We've got to push a certain number of them off the bridge to save hundreds of thousands and maybe save the world. So we're going to not tell them about the safety profile of the vaccines. We're going to be obscure about it because we don't want to freak them out. We want to make sure they all take the vaccine, including people that don't need it, like Glenn and me, to make sure that we push a few people off the bridge. We're not really even going to be very, very accurate with how many we push off the bridge, just a bunch of them off the bridge to save a lot. Is
yeah.
that an appropriate ethical position for the public health world to assume? That's I've been struggling
no.
with this.
No.
Glenn says no.
Well, first off, it's not – if you have
well, – the thing is that –
hold on, sorry. Glenn. If you have what could possibly be 75 million or 100 million people infected, previously infected, and you're going to then go through the process of vaccinating those people –
but
that
on.
Is a huge waste of allocation of resources
you
and
could be,
medicine.
Those 75 million doses could go to India, right?
Or they could just go to the elderly first
right.
or whatever.
Okay. But that's not the point. That's a byproduct of this general principle. We've got to get them all vaccinated to save as many as possible, no matter what we sacrifice.
The general principle is just lying, essentially.
But they're lying because they think it's a greater good. It really is. I think that's what they're doing.
I don't know. What's Gavin Newsom doing? Is he lying for the greater good
I'm thinking of the public health people that are obscuring vaccine safety.
What's Rochelle Walensky doing with her son in the vaccinations? We just haven't figured that one out.
She's not vaccinating her son.
Why not? What's she saying?
She's saying that you can't handle it. I make my own decisions. We got to get everybody vaccinated.
Gary, you can.
We're not
look
pushing my kid off the bridge.
Anything there?
What she's saying?
She hasn't got her teenage son vaccinated, as far as I can
I'm
tell.
Sure of that.
Yeah. All right, Glenn. Anyway, the new world orders. Don't listen to anybody.
But you get what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't think it's about pushing one. I don't think the analogy is quite apt. I don't think it's about pushing someone off the bridge. I think it's just a basic. Do your homework or the boogeyman will get you. And you're like, I've seen no evidence of a boogeyman. And like, oh, they're out there.
So in other words, they're not even contemplating the ethical situation.
It just, look, we want everyone to wear a mask. We want everyone to get shots.
Yeah.
We want everyone to lock down. Yeah. We want everyone to stay off the beaches. We want everyone to do what we're telling them to do.
Yeah.
And if you don't agree with us, we're going to do one of two things. We'll find a study to make ourselves right. That's one. I mean, think about the therapeutics. They're against all the therapeutics.
Mm-hmm.
We'll find studies to make us right against therapeutics that are inert.
That they shouldn't even be
involved.
What are you involved
with that? Yeah. Let the doctor figure that
exactly.
out.
Exactly.
So what are you doing? Why are you burning all the calories against therapeutics?
It's weird. It was weird.
Where did that
goddamn
come from? I'm going to stop therapeutics?
That's,
why?
That's looking worse and
of
worse.
Of course it looks horrible. You could have saved people.
Yep.
Why you? My whole thing is when I see people burning calories in arenas that they don't need to burn calories in, or when they should be agnostic, like the lab versus the pangolin, or like therapeutics versus non-therapy, it should have been agnostic at best.
Yep. Yep.
Here's what it should have been. Did it come from the lab? Did it come from a vet? I don't know. We got to find out. Seems like it may have come from the lab. That's where they're studying the virus.
Hydroxychloroquine, good or bad?
Well, it's been around for 50 years. I don't think it could be bad. I'd leave that up to the physician and his client and his patient. There it is. That's it. Not launching war against hydroxychloroquine. Where's your energy coming from? Do you know what I'm saying? If you jump over the fence and steal your neighbor's barbecue, and then the cops start showing up and going, hey, seen your neighbor's barbecue? You can't come in my yard, and you're going to have to get a warrant. And if you didn't steal the barbecue, your answer should be, I don't know what's going on with the barbecue. I hope he finds it. They should have been agnostic yep. about a ton of shit.
Yes.
They were not agnostic.
And
they were pointed. They had strong opinions about shit.
Let's remind ourselves.
They shouldn't have had strong opinions about.
It got so crazy that academics ended up publishing bad data in Lancet and New England Journal.
Right.
That's uncanny.
Yes.
It's unbelievable. That's how delusional everybody.
They don't
became.
Know these fucking paper masks from the Home Depot that everyone's wearing around their chin. They don't know that's not an effective way to stop spreading a viral disease. Give me a fucking break. They're wrong about everything, and all the shit they're wrong about was on the side of fucking you up, shutting you down, and shutting you up. And God forbid physicians would go on with a dissenting view of what they said. They'd just pull them off of their platform.
Everything. Deplatform, okay. Out of job, out of work, shamed.
Well, that's all you need to know. Because when someone comes up who's a professional, who's a colleague, who has a different view than yours,
yeah.
The answer should be, well, that's their opinion.
Or let's discuss it.
Yeah. Or let's discuss it. All right, let me tell you about Simply Safe, award-winning home security system engineered with the latest technology to keep your family safe. But what really sets Simply Safe apart is highly trained security experts who are always there when you need them. When the alarm goes off, a person who cares is there with a call to make sure you're okay. And you get fire police to you right away if you need it. Even if you're just having a problem setting up your system, a person who cares is there with a friendly chat and a quick resolution. U.S. News called Simply Safe the best home security of 2021. We love these guys. Great company. Simply Safe, right, Matt?
To find out how Simply Safe can help make you feel safe and secure at home, visit simplysafe.com/Adam2 today to customize your system and get a free security camera. That's simplysafe.com/Adam2 today.
All right, we'll take a quick break. Be right back right after this. All right, let's see. Drew calls up
oh,
there,
yeah.
things
yeah.
you like.
Yeah, yeah. I want to talk to Jim, line two.
Jim, line two, Minnesota.
Mijo.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Drew, you had, you guys talked about something a couple months ago on this show. You had an interview with a doctor on your show that talked about spite, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Simon McCarthy Jones.
If you're a good person, you do something wrong to another person, you objectify them or.
Yep.
Can you expand on that a little bit more?
Well, he was putting a fine point on something that we have discussed on this show many times, which is that you turn people into cartoon characters and then you act out on them.
Mm-hmm.
And that people have all kinds of all roads lead to narcissism. It ultimately, envy is one of the motivating principles behind that. Envy is a destructive emotion where you have to knock somebody down. And narcissists are highly prone to envy. And when you see people projecting spitefully or you see them acting out envy, projection and envy are the two ways that people act out aggression on other people and feel justified in doing it, which is beyond comprehension. But they do it by depersonalizing the other person. They make them a non-person. They make them a cartoon character. And we see people doing this all the time. I mean, this has been this has become an absolute pastime on social media.
Who was that doctor?
Simon McCarthy Jones.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for the question. All right, let's see. There's a car question. There's a Fauci question. What do you think about Fauci doing that to attack me, you attack science thing?
I wish he'd shut up. He's not.
Is he turning out to be a pretty big narcissist?
Oh, yeah, for sure. But I think, though, I'm not faulting him on that one. I think to be in the job he's been in all these years, you're going to have to be a narcissist. But he's not a good – maybe not a good bureaucrat? Or maybe
–
you know what it is? Seeing him as a bureaucrat is not appealing. Let's put it that way. He probably is a good bureaucrat, and that's what's problematic.
Let me explain something.
Yeah.
I've dealt with this before. I've talked to you about this before.
Yeah.
Beware of people who haven't been questioned or have a finger pointed at them or accused of something in 50 years.
Yep.
When they do. Now, if you take guys that are talk show hosts or radio personalities or something like that, they have so much back and forth and give and take and disagreement and dissenters and stuff like that. It's kind of a common – it's like them playing tennis and just lobbing the ball back and forth. Fauci has pretty much had an uninterrupted run of glory and has been, you know, turned into a deity by the news over the last 18 months. Now people are pointing some fingers, and when you point fingers at guys that never get their fingers pointed to, they don't react appropriately.
Yes, that's
they
true.
Always yeah. kind of go on the offense.
Yeah.
It's always a little nonsensical, you know.
Because
what I mean?
it's behind it is me. You're questioning me,
right?
It's like, how dare you? And by the way,
and when you attack me, you attack society,
right?
You don't stand for society.
Right.
We're asking you questions about what you knew and correspondence you had via emails and things like that.
Yeah.
That's not an attack on science.
No,
I would argue it's pro-science to try to figure out where the thing came from and why it is you're misinformed on that.
Agreed.
and many other things. And it's really insanely grandiose to state that you attack me, you attack science.
Right. It's inappropriate. And it's what I'm saying. Maybe I'm saying
But that's
more.
The whole thing. There's a version where you go – hey, fog of war. I may have got a few things wrong. Obviously, I had the country's best. I understand why people feel like they need to get their pound of flesh now after what we've been through and some of the stuff I stated that may have been incorrect. It's bound to happen. I understand where they're coming from. I try my best. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
How dare you attack me? You attack science when you attack me. That's a weird
– it's bad. It's bad, and it's the same thing I'm talking about. I mean, I'm seeing it through a different prism, which is that a guy that's been in a bureaucratic position for all these years is probably a very slippery bureaucrat, and that's kind of what you're seeing. He's not used to being – as a leader in a bureaucratic system, not used to being questioned, judged, you know what I mean? And so – and when he is, he just talks down to people to try to push them back, but you –
he gets agitated.
Yeah, it's not what we're talking about here. You just want his – we want about his behavior, not his position of leadership, his behavior, exactly what was going on. And he can't do that.
What he did, and the reason we're here is because he made a bunch of wholesale statements about where this came from and what you need to do about it and stuff like that. The middle section was people pushing back a little, poking at him, you know, going, well, how do you know, whatever. He could have then been agnostic and said, well, I really don't, but, you know, chances are, something like that. He then sort of shouted those people down and sort of said, you don't know what you're talking about. Now a bunch of shit has come out, turned out Fauci's wrong. Now he's got nowhere to go because he already pushed back. He already kind of doubled down on his shit. Now he's going into a personal attack, self-defense, whatever. And he knows when he goes on MSNBC, they're going to be very sympathetic to his position.
Mm-hmm.
But really, people are attacking him, but mostly they're attacking his stance on this thing.
Well, the most pointed attack is from another physician, is Ron Paul. And Ron Paul is turning out to be mostly
Rand Paul
is trying ending up being kind of right on a lot of things.
Right. Fauci hates it.
Everybody hates it, it seems like. And so that's the problem here, is that he's being asked to defend specific positions by a peer. He's not doing it. He's not behaving like a peer-peer interaction.
All right. Let me tell you about Headspace. If you got 10 minutes, you can change your life with Headspace. Daily dose of mindfulness in the form of guided meditations and an easy-to-use app. Overwhelmed? Headspace has a 3-minute SOS meditation. Need help falling asleep? Headspace has wind-down sessions. Parents? Headspace has morning meditations you can do with your kids. Reduce stress, improve sleep, boost focus, and increase your overall sense of well-being. It is, I would say, now more than ever, Drew. Mm. People need Headspace.
Oh, man.
Man. Yeah, man. Take control of your life and your mental health. Backed by 25 studies, 600,000 five-star reviews, and over 60 million downloads. It's Headspace, right, Matt?
You deserve to feel happier, and Headspace is meditation made simple. Go to headspace.com/ADS. That's headspace.com/ADS for a free one-month trial with access to Headspace's full library of meditations for every situation. This is the best deal being offered right now. Head to headspace.com/ADS today.
All right, Andrew.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hi, guy.
First time, long time. I actually had another thought experiment question for you.
Yeah.
Have you guys heard of the ship of Theseus?
Ship of feces?
Or Theseus?
Theseus. It dates back to ancient Athens. But the question is that if... a ship, a hero ship, was sitting in port as an almost museum piece. And the question is if they replace the boards in that ship,
right,
you know, over time, does it stay the same ship? And I had a question regarding Adam's cars, especially the Newman cars. How many parts can you replace on one of those cars and still be considered, you know, a Newman car? Is it just the VIN number? Or does it mean less to you if they're like, well, they've replaced every single part in this car. Newman didn't actually touch any of this.
It's a great question.
Houdini's, this is Houdini's wand.
Yeah.
They replaced the tip and the shaft and the base. Yeah. Is it still Houdini's wand? Well, there's a kind of technical side of this and maybe a sort of emotional side of it. But the technical side of it is a tub of a car has a serial number on it, and that's kind of the tub of the car. The fenders.
What do you mean by tub? I don't know what that means.
Boy, Drew. It's a unibody.
So it means the frame?
Yeah, but it's not a frame.
Okay.
It's a unibody.
Okay, got it.
That's got a number in it, in the firewall or whatever, and that's kind of the car. The fenders are going to get changed. They're going to get bashed. The engine's going to blow up. The transmission's going to blow up. There's going to be a lot of shit that goes the way of the dodo. Some are time capsules completely preserved. Others, these are race cars. So they would get bashed up and fixed up and changed and run in different classes and stuff like that. So the answer is, here's a real answer, Drew.
I'm listening.
The answer is there another car that claims to be that car?
Hmm.
And if the answer is no, then you get to own that car. Even if that car doesn't have the same fenders on it that it ran Le Mans in 1979.
It's very similar to the question about human beings, because all of our cells are replaced on a regular basis.
Ooh, good point. All right, do your business there, Drew.
All right, our friends at LifeLock. Federal laws limit liability and credit card fraud, but there aren't the same safeguards for your retirement account. You have to protect it with two-factor authentication. You consolidate plans, update your password, check your account frequently. Yeah, you got to understand how cybercrime, cyber criminals are thinking about getting at our stuff. It's a good thing there's LifeLock. Of course, identity theft is affecting our lives. We got to understand how that is doing so. And every day we love going out on the internet and buying things, and then we put our information at risk out there on the internet. And in an instant, cyber criminals can harm your finances and credit. Good thing there is LifeLock, everybody. LifeLock helps detect a wide range of identity threats, like your social security number for sale on the dark web. If they detect your information has potentially been compromised, they will send you an alert. Right, Matt?
No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can keep what's yours with LifeLock by Norton. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year by using promo code Adam. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or head to LifeLock.com. Use promo code Adam for 25% off.
All right. This Friday, Saturday, Golden, Colorado, Buffalo Rose, stand-up shows, live pods there. And just go to amcrowley.com because I'm coming to a town near you. What do you got, Drew?
DrDrew.com, DrDrew.tv, YouTube/DrDrew. Check out Instagram, Dr. Drew Pinsky. And we're trying to get some more stuff up there on TikTok from the streaming show. You might look, check it out at Dr. Drew.
So until next time, Adam Carolla, Dr. Drew, say it. Mahalo.
Hey, movie lovers, who needs a theater when you have Pluto TV? Grab your popcorn and your streaming device because free movies are here. Pluto TV is your home for movies. Great movies are playing anytime in over 20 exclusive movie channels of action, horror, rom-coms, and more. Watch hits like Saving Private Ryan, Pretty in Pink, and Charlie's Angels all for free. No signups, no fees, no contracts. Ever. Download the free Pluto TV app on any device.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.